T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Your official station to talk Jets.
You don't have to be the most talented person. You don't have to be the most physically imposing person. You just have to be the guy that's willing to go into the echo of the whistle.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Keith McPherson on the Fan from 7 to 12. No Yankees, no Mets, no Rangers, no problem. Call me up, 877-337-6666. We're going to talk about the sports right here in New York City, baby, a Monday night, June 13th. We're moving right along. I've already had 3 summer weekends. I'm 3 for 3, having a blast in the Bronx Friday and Saturday. This weekend, the weekend before, enjoying the wins, Rangers. It was fun while it lasted. I really did enjoy the ride. This town was a Rangers town, and we won't forget it. That'll set the precedent for years to come. But let's focus on what we have. NBA Finals tonight. That's not what I was really focused on, but we do have the NBA Finals game 5 coming up at 9 o'clock. But what we do have in New York, both sides, the New York Yankees and the New York Mets on top. Check the standings. Check the power rankings. The New York Yankees and the New York Mets both being on top of baseball is rare. So my message for you tonight is enjoy this. There's nothing to complain about. And I know we like to poke holes in our teams and we like to pick one or two guys that aren't performing well and bring them down and call up and say, this guy sucks. This guy could be better. No need. They are teams. And here we are with enough from these teams, past, present, and now we're looking at the future. And you can go ahead and walk into it, folks. You can go ahead and feel comfortable saying that these are championship caliber teams with championship caliber expectations, and you want to win a World Series and nothing else. It's fine. This weekend I was having conversations in the Bronx like, oh, I'm getting kind of scared. Why are you getting scared? Because I have that fear of October. And I shook that fear over the weekend. Friday night, 13-inning game, 4 hours and 16 minutes. Fine. Come back the next night. I take my time getting to the stadium. I miss Aaron Judge leadoff home run, and the Bronx Bombers go on to hit home run after home run. Back-to-back days. And I said, I'm not afraid. I'm not scared of this. This is what you want, right? I don't care what you thought about the offseason for both teams, the Mets and the Yankees. I don't care about the past, the history. We don't have to compare these teams to past teams. We don't have to compare these teams to teams that failed. Enjoy this. Live in the moment. Both teams are good. Both sides are good. And we don't have to fight about it. Mets fans, call me up and tell me what you like, what you saw. That West Coast trip went all right. Went just fine. No impending doom. The sky is not falling. The Mets will make it happen instead of letting things happen, right? Instead of, okay, we're cursed and we're doomed and, oh, here come the injuries. No, they hit and they scrap and they find ways to win against good teams. The Brewers are in town. The Brewers are coming up. That's a test for the Mets. Let's see it. For the Yankees, the Rays are in town. That's a test coming up. Last series, the Yankees split against the Rays. Memorial Day weekend wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. That's when we first saw Matt Carpenter. We'll talk about him tonight for sure. He's out of his mind. He's seeing watermelons coming across the plate. Beach balls coming across the plate. Basketballs, they're huge. Home run hitter. This guy loves playing as a Yankee, loves playing in Yankee Stadium, loves wearing the pinstripes. And I love it as a Yankees fan, seeing the best fans in the world turn up the Bronx, seeing the players acknowledge it. Matt Carpenter acknowledged it, got his first roll call, first time we got to see him play third base. He loved it. Friday night, I told you I was there till the very last out. Jose Trevino, pinch hit, walk off. After the game, he said this is the best place to play in the league with the best fans. It's not close. It's not close. So please live in it. Please enjoy it. We didn't have baseball in 2020 to go see. And coming into this year, baseball was locked down, and we weren't sure when the season was going to start or what it was going to be and how it was going to be. The Mets made moves before the lockout, and look at the guys that they went to get and how they've performed and how they've changed the culture on this team. The Yankees waited, but then the couple moves they made helped shore up this team, and moves were made after. Jose Trevino, that was a trade made in spring training. Matt Carpenter, that was about a month ago that this guy was on the couch getting released from AAA and Brian Cashman picked him up. There's still moves to be made. A trade deadline, right? That's approaching. That's a thing. August 2nd, these teams can get better and will get better to shore up their run. Please live in it. Enjoy it. Don't panic. Don't worry. Don't think about failing in October. Doesn't have to be that way. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Trey Wingo will join me at 8:30. If you guys remember, Tuesdays with Trey, we did a little bit. Trey would call me up and talk about some NFL football, and I feel like we need to drop some football talk into the WFAN for today just to sprinkle some in. We'll talk Lamar Jackson. We'll talk mini camps. We'll talk Tyreek Hill talking Deshaun Watson's ongoing situation. And then at 9:30, Max Goodman will join me to talk about Matt Carpenter, Josh Donaldson, who Josh Donaldson's appeal of his one-game suspension for what they deemed as disrespectful comments towards Tim Anderson. Yeah, the suspension was upheld, and he'll probably serve that tomorrow. But his fine was reduced, cut in half to $5,000. And I have an interesting conversation that I've had with some friends in the last day, and we'll bring it to the radio. If Matt Carpenter is playing third base and DHing, and Josh Donaldson is playing third base and DHing, I think we've got a problem on our hands. Nothing to complain about, but something to debate about. And I know what side of the debate I'm on. So call me up. We'll also have eyes on the NBA Finals in 2 hours. I've been saying all along it was going to be Celtics-Warriors once the playoffs started. I've been saying all along through the Finals that it was going to be the Warriors. Even though the Celtics impressed me, it's a new series. That series has gone win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. And now it's tied 2-2 back in San Francisco, where I believe if the Warriors win tonight, they're not going to lose this series. And they get another ring and another cherry on top of their ridiculous dynasty that they've created out there in the Golden State, San Francisco. So we've got plenty to talk about. No games to watch besides the NBA Finals. The Rangers season has ended, and like I said, I enjoyed it while it lasted. It was great to see Rangers fans out. Saw jerseys everywhere. The watch parties in the city were awesome. My friends that are Rangers fans, I just love seeing them believe. That whole no quit in New York tagline was perfect. No quit in New York. And with a young team like that, that is the exact kind of experience that they will build on and get better from. And they'll be right back in years to come. So 877-337-6666 is the number to call up here to the station and be heard on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Even WFAN hosts need a break sometimes. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better
all
odds
gas,
and
no
favorable
breaks.
Prices.
I don't need a break. All gas, no brakes. Hey, let's get it, man. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Nighttime, your nighttime host. A five-hour KM to AM. I feel like I don't get to do these that much. And I also feel like I've been off for a few days. Let me think. Thursday night was my last show. Late night, 11 till 2. And that was after the Yankees came back and beat the Twins. And I was super hyped. Like, I think that was one of the most excited I've ever been to do a show, because I thought that was going to be a show where I come on and we talk about Gerrit Cole all night. And we talk about how much he's worth and what's wrong with him and all this other, you know, negative stuff that would have brought me down. But the Yankees fought back to win that game. And then Friday, I went to the 13-inning game. I yelled and screamed the entire time, you know, being off for 3 days. Lost my voice. Then I did my my hit for John and Susan on Saturday. I had no voice. I tried to wait all day to get my voice back. And then I went to the game Saturday night and started yelling again. Can't help it. It's part of what you do there. Let's go, Yankees. Hip, hip, Jose. Jose, 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 Jose. Judge comes up. It's all rise. And it's MVP, MVP, MVP. It's lit. Yankee Stadium. There's games this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm thinking I should go to all three because I did not go to the game yesterday. And that was a baseball daydream. I sat on the couch and watched that game. I'm like, this is nuts. 18 runs. A ton of home runs after the Yankees changed the lineup 3 times. That morning, Sunday morning, yesterday morning, I'm trying to place my bets. And the thing about placing bets is, you know, you put a bet on Gleyber Torres and then he's not in the starting lineup, you can't get that $20-25 back until they void it, which actually reminds me, let me check FanDuel to see if they voided my bet so I can throw some bets on this game 5 tonight.
And if they haven't, that's what I'm talking about. I placed this bet Sunday morning. Nope, they still haven't credited me back. So here we are Monday night. I don't have those funds to use. It's just part of the system, I guess. Like, all right, you bet on Gleyber Torres. He got scratched. I would have lost the parlays anyway. I would have definitely lost those parlays anyway, but I would like those couple dollars back so I can bet on First Basket. First Basket tonight. It's probably Steph. Probably Tatum. Probably Steph. Tatum has had an off series, man. They're going to need him if they want to win. In the last three series, like, Tatum has had 40-point games. They're going to need one of those out of him. Steph has done it. Tatum's got to be the superstar for the Celtics. But all right, we don't have that much time for me to talk about sports by myself. I could. Like I said, I don't need any breaks. All gas, no breaks. Jet up. Jet life. But we've got plenty of people on the phone, so I'd like to get to some calls. Once again, Trey Wingo joins me at 8:30, so we'll try to get as many calls in as we can by 8:30 because I'll talk to Trey from 8:30 to 9-ish, come back, hit y'all with some more stuff. We'll start the NBA Finals game, and then Max Goodman will join me at 9:30. He's a Sports Illustrated reporter covering the Yankees. I've had him on before, and I've known him for a little while on Yankees Twitter. Got to meet him at spring training. He's a good dude. He's a smart guy. He knows a lot about baseball and the Yanks, so we'll have a conversation with him at 9:30, but conversation with you right now. Leading off, Young Josh in Passaic, New Jersey, on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
How you doing, Keith?
Great. Happy to be here.
So just starting off with Matt Carpenter, he's got the power, perfect for Yankee Stadium. Wondering, like, why didn't the Mets get him instead of bringing up Nick Plummer and Khalil Lee?
Josh, it doesn't have to be a why didn't the Mets get him type of thing. The Mets don't have Brian Cashman. We'll start there.
I think he's going for him. But also, going to the Mets, that game they won yesterday was the win they were having at the beginning of the year, low scoring. And how about Edwin Diaz? Strikes out 5 in a row. That's the closer you need. That's how you win games.
Young Josh, see, you're smart. I'm glad you said that. I think today on MLB Network on Off Base, I said that, you know, he's been great this year. And I used to hear a lot of hate on Edwin Diaz. Oh, this guy sucks. No, give him his flowers. Give him his respect. Put some respect on his name. He's been great this year. He came in, he struck 5 out. He went an inning and 2/3 to close. And, like, to have a guy that can do that, that's a weapon. He's been super solid for the Mets this year. The Mets don't have some of those wins without him. And I love his whole entrance. I feel like last year they weren't really hyping his entrance with the song and the trumpets. Now it's become a thing. Now it's something that you look for. And Edwin Diaz has been instrumental for this Mets team.
Well, last year he wasn't really getting saves. That's what's making all hype about him. Because he might probably will be the fastest pitcher. How much people are getting 102?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was merited last year. But I'm just saying, now that this guy has made so much improvement, the narrative's got to change around him. And it has. And he struck out a lot of guys. He's up there in strikeouts and saves, and he's looking like a different guy this year. Maybe it's because he's got a different manager. Maybe it's because he's got better players around him. I don't know, but tipping my cap to Edwin Diaz. He's been solid.
When he hits the high corner, it's impossible to hit on his fastballs. I mean, the Angels look like they were some minor league team versus him.
Well, remind you that the Angels did lose their manager as they lost 12, 13 games in a row. They were just coming off that. I'm glad that the Mets did not lose the series to them. And
Mike Trout back.
Yeah, but Trout was there. Trout was there. Like, the Yankees swept them with Trout, Ohtani. They just had a bad string of, like, 4 series that they just couldn't win games. But, yeah, back to the Mets. Props to the Mets for going out west and handling business on a road trip that many people said, oh, we'll see if the Mets are any good when they head out west. Like, they handled business. They did what they had to do with, you know, less than their, you know, healthy team.
And people are saying that they could have done better on the West Coast trip. But if the Mets play 500 ball for the rest of the season, they'll finish 90-72, and that's probably getting the first place when the Braves stop playing
it's
terrible
baseball.
Teams like the A's, Pirates, Nationals.
It's hard to sweep a team, let alone good teams. They faced the Dodgers. They were able to split. Yeah, they lost to the Padres, but then they didn't lose back-to-back series, right? That first game against the Padres was great. They scored 11 runs. Eduardo Escobar hit for the cycle. But then they bounced back in the series against the Angels, and they could have lost that series, and they took that one. So, I don't know. All in all, you'll take a 500 West Coast trip against a Dodgers team that's at the top of the league, a Padres team that's at the top of the league. I'm talking top five teams. And an Angels team that started off the year hot, has three MVPs, has a lot of talent. They're just on a skid. The Mets were able to handle business. I think all Mets fans got to hold their head high because the perspective of Scherzer coming back, McGill coming back, DeGrom coming back, it's like the team can be ridiculous as soon as you get those arms back. The future is bright. You got to feel good about it.
What do you think of when Friday night Mets had McGill, then Peterson? You think they'll do that a few times instead of sending Peterson back to the minors?
I don't know. Buck Showalter knows. I mean, you can't question Buck. He knows what he's doing. I don't know. We'll see what happens with this next coming homestand. This is important. This is a very important series, obviously, with the Brewers in midweek. And then the Marlins. The Marlins are a team. They're sneaky. Like, you can't have a letdown against the Marlins either because then you go to Houston and face the Astros for two. So an important 2 weeks for the Mets and the Yankees, but we got to live in this. We got to celebrate this. We got to realize that these teams are good and they are winning games and they're going to be fine.
Last thing going to the NBA, the fact that Tatum has shot pretty bad and he's still competitive and won, it shows if he does have a gun shooting, they have a big chance to blow out the Warriors.
Yeah, if. I don't know. I'm waiting for him to drop 40. He needs to have one of those Jason Tatum games where he goes off, but it's about defense with the Celtics. Their defense travels, and we'll see if their defense travels tonight. But I got a feeling that Steph knows where he's at. He's played against them now a couple games. He knows what he can and can't do. Jordan Poole, the rest of these guys, like they're back at home. They've already lost once on that floor. They're not trying to lose again.
Absolutely, Keith. Have a good night.
Thank you for leading us off, young Josh. Batting second. Another one of our young Jedi's. Wow. I got to, like, learn how to talk. But also, Paulie is there. So I have to tell the audience this because it's, like, it's breaking through. The drilling. They can't hear it. But it's, like, in my head now. It's So the Google building in our building upstairs, I don't know what they're doing. They must be making them a ridiculous office space. Maybe they're making them an apartment up there.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a gym up there.
Sure. You're very into the gyms. Now, what's in your head more, the drilling or this fruit situation that just came to light today? What is in your head more?
The drilling, because I'm trying to think and I'm looking at things, and in between my thoughts, I hear do-do-do-do-do. And I told you before, I'm like, it sounds like they're going to come through the ceiling, like they're going to come through the roof. But no one can hear that on air. Like when you listen to WFAN, you can't hear it. But the host can hear, not during the day. It really starts at like 7 o'clock, 6
right, no,
o'clock.
It starts at, because the important people aren't here anymore during the day. So, you know, me and you know,
so
the grinders of life.
We just come to work and listen to these guys.
We come to work and
we until I leave at 2.
It's still going. It doesn't stop.
It's all night. Like, I'm trying to focus, man. All right, back to what I was talking about, and not the fruit stuff. So what Paulie is talking about, it was, we were watching Bryce Harper give out blueberries to his team, and it was brought to my attention on MLB Off Base today, and they asked me, oh, did you like this? What do you think about this? I'm like, I don't like blueberries. I definitely wouldn't eat a blueberry ever, and I'm not going to eat a blueberry that somebody, like, lets five other people before me put their hands in the little cup that were just playing baseball with their hands in mitts and on bats. And nah, I'm good on that.
Well, and then you said that you don't eat fruit.
Ever.
So you got the blueberry part, and then you left out the part where you don't eat fruit.
Nah, you'll never see me bite into a strawberry. My least favorite fruits are like strawberry, blueberry, cherry. Like those three are my enemies. I don't even like anything flavored that. Like, my wife can't even drink a blueberry drink around me. It's like, chill, please.
That bad.
I'm getting nauseous thinking about it, talking about it. I was on the show sweating, like, ugh, this is disgusting. No bananas either. Obviously, the shape, consistency, handle.
The shape, the consistency, and the handle of a banana.
You will never see me eat a banana. And then I'm not the type to take my teeth and bite into an apple or a pear or an orange, or what other fruits do you bite into? A peach? Like, nah, I'm just not
pineapple,
built like that.
Coconut, papaya, mango.
So no, and so you know, once in a while, like I'll be at a restaurant or something, and I try to avoid it, but they always put like pineapples or mangoes like sneaky into things, and I'm like, I can't do that. But if I'm somewhere where, like I got told Paulie before, I'm like, you know, I remember being at a nice restaurant, and the chef, you know, after we were done, they were like, oh, compliments of the chef. Chef, here's this dessert. And it was some type of like blueberries on top of this like cheesecake. And I had to bite into it just to like show that I was like thankful, but I was like,
the Keith McPherson fruit situation might be the most important thing to come out of tonight's show. I want you to know that because people are going to ask you about this, and I implore people to ask Keith about this fruit situation.
It's not new. My friends, my family. Yeah, because I mean,
I've known you for just about 8 months at this point.
I have no reason to talk about this until it comes up. Right. Now it's come up, and people are like, "How do you stay in shape? What do you eat?" And I'm like, "I don't eat any fruits, but I eat vegetables occasionally."
Occasionally.
I live off water and air.
Water and air.
Water and air.
Protein.
And once in a while, some fish, some chicken, some steak, rice, and then you can mix the vegetables in, but don't put any fruits. The smell of fruity things, whether it's like fruity alcohol, don't do it. Nope, you won't see me. No, I'm just not, man. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've survived. I'm still here without having any fruits in my diet.
I've been doing this for a long time.
I've been avoiding fruits altogether for years. I've been dodging any type of fruity substance. I don't want any of that.
I will tell you what. Digital will be hearing about this. This is going to get you're going to get like sponsorships from like Dole Banana.
No.
From Granny Smith apples. I have a Granny Smith every day of my life.
You told me that and I'm like, what do you mean?
I can't tell you the last time I haven't had an apple.
An apple a day.
Apple a day, doctor away.
I don't, knock on wood, I don't go to the doctor either.
So. Crazy, man.
I'm sure the doctor would say, hey, man, make sure you mix in some grapes. I'm like, why? Why? When I go to the grocery store, my wife will buy, like, I think the closest I ever got. You know how, like, sometimes when you go on vacation, like, breakfast spreads will have, like, the sliced melon? I think, you know, one time I just was, like, partying real hard, drinking too much, and I was like, I need something healthy in my system. And the next morning I got, like, eggs, bacon, and I threw in, a couple slices of melon.
A cantaloupe honeydew?
There it is. I couldn't think of the name.
Cantaloupe
but, like,
honeydew. Love them.
Yeah. But other than that, I'd really rather not.
Do you drink wine?
I don't drink wine. My wife will try and, you know, she'll open a bottle and not want to, like, save the bottle, so she'll pour me a glass, but I'm not really big on that either.
Wanna know why?
Because there's grapes in it, and there's fruit scents and aromas and flavors. I don't want it. I'm all right without. I like to stay away from that. It makes me nauseous. Anyway, random segment. What Keith eats, not fruit. Back to the phones, because I'm trying to get these calls in. All right. My guy, Josh, out in the Bronx, back on the fan.
Keith. Food for thought, Keith. That leads me into what I was going to say about the Mets and the Yankees for the next couple of weeks. You know, you want to have meat. You know, you want to sit at the table. You know, if they can get through this, then they're on their way.
Yep.
That's all I have to say, man.
Appreciate
but that
it.
Was a good lead-in with that food. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Josh. Well, if we're talking about having some meat, how about some meat in the win column? The only teams in baseball with 40 or more wins, the Mets and the Yankees. And the Yankees have 4 more wins than the Mets. They're both really good teams. It's kind of ridiculous at the, like, 60 game point in the year, like, you're doing the math and you want to believe there's no way that they can keep this up because you're a baseball fan. That's baseball, Susan, right? They're going to go on a skid or they're going to hit a rough patch or guys are going to get hurt, but I don't think so. I think the Yankees and Mets both have enough talent. Obviously, the Mets have dealt with injuries. They had injuries on this West Coast trip. They were able to figure it out. And the Yankees have been relatively healthy, but we can't even say that. Right? They lost Aroldis Chapman. They lost Chad Green. They lost Jonathan Loaisiga. There's guys coming out of this bullpen that some Yankees fans are Googling when they get on the mound. And the Yankees are still getting it done, not giving it up. Yeah, I know they played the Cubs. The Cubs haven't won a game in Yankee Stadium since, like, I think 1930 or something, they said. But these teams are good. Let's please enjoy it. Call me up and tell me something positive, something cool, something great that you saw this weekend watching the Mets, watching the Yankees, or maybe you have a question about what's to come and how the Yankees are going to do against this tougher competition. Tampa, Toronto, Tampa, Houston. I can't wait for that Houston series. And then the Mets as well with the Brewers, and then they have the Astros too. Young Mike, I was going to go to you, Young Mike. You're a young Jedi. You were supposed to hit second, but I know Josh wanted to just say his piece and get off. Now you have the floor. Young Mike, go for it.
If you picked a day not to go to the stadium, yesterday was not the one.
Tell me about it. Did you go?
I did go. I got my friend hooked me up with free tickets. We sat right behind home plate. Not like the not the deck up, but you know there's like two sections, like suites and like right behind that.
Yeah. There's 400, 300. There's Delta. There's no. 100. There's Legends.
Yeah, I was sitting in 100. I guess that's behind Legends, I guess.
There's Legends and then there's 100 level, but either way is good.
So like right behind home plate. And we also, when we got to the stadium, we got like, as we were parking, I checked the score. Cubs were up 1-0 already. They were up 1-0 already. I'm like, oh, shoot, this is not going to be a good one. And then when we went to the stadium, the line was forever. There was tons of people there. Then we figured out we got to use the suite entrance to get in because we got like, I don't know, MVP level or something or other. So we got right in.
Field level?
Yeah, and I got to our seats, bases loaded. Matt Carpenter, like 2-1 on him, and obviously walked in the run.
Man, I thought we were going to be in for a game. I took the under on some of my bets when Ian Happ hit that solo shot and the Cubs struck first. I was like, okay, they got the J-Mo. I don't know. You know, J-Mo is a guy I was expected not to give up much, and I was expecting him to go, you know, 6-7 innings. But what we got instead was great. 18 runs, home runs. We get to see Frank Swindell pitch. He's from Livingston, New Jersey. Frank Swindell, Frank the Tank from the Cubs, throws a 35.1-mile-an-hour pitch. Higgy hits that ball out with no doubt, smacks that ball. I was literally on my couch laughing. I wanted to go to the game because it ended up being nicer weather at some points, and I was just tired. And, you know, you got to stay home and do laundry and get ready for the week on Sunday sometime. So yeah, that's what happened with me.
The weather also, I like brought a jacket. Everyone's walking with jackets, and like by this third inning, the clouds went away and it was blue sky. It was gorgeous.
It looked nice out there. It wasn't in the morning, but then it ended up turning into a nice day. And I know a lot of the creatures are there every single game, but a lot of creatures went all three games, and it was like, man, this was the game or the series to be at. Like, these were the best three games in a row at Yankee Stadium. Even the 2-1 win. I mean, it sucked to be in there for 4 hours when everyone was trying to go party. But we won the game, so.
Yeah, and scored 18 runs. Eventually, I just, like, couldn't cheer anymore. Like, you know, it's
28 runs in a weekend. Dung, 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 dung.
Home run after home run and all that stuff. And
good
Matt
times.
Carpenter with his mustache that everyone is talking about. I think the entire Yankee team should grow a mustache. Maybe they'll bring some good luck in.
Can you grow a mustache yet, Mike?
No, I'm like a little bit, but I'm 14. Yeah.
A little bit? So I guess it wouldn't really show. I'm thinking about it. I did it in 2015, but I think it was early in the season, and then the Yankees end up losing, and then I think the team shaved them off, and I shaved mine off too. But I'm already hearing, you know, Jose Trevino said he's going to do it. And there's fans that are planning on doing it. So don't be surprised if you start to see a lot of mustaches popping up. No chin hair, just the stash. Yankees facial hair policy in the Bronx.
I think Matt Carpenter also, I think he's hitting very well. He's very motivated. He got cut from the Rangers, you know, minor league system. He would play for anyone, like no matter what they asked him to. You want to shave my beard? No problem. I'll shave my beard. He would clean the stadium after the game if they asked him to.
That's why I say this guy is out of his mind. He shows up saying that he'd load the plane for the Yankees.
Yeah.
He was sitting on his couch. The articles are out. Max Goodman wrote an article I'm going to read before I have him on. Brian Hoke wrote an article. He was sitting on the couch. He was with the Rangers AAA affiliation. He was crushing it with them, too. Not like this. I think he had something like a like almost 900 on base percentage, but he was doing his thing, and he asked for his release because they had no intentions of bringing him up. And when they released him, who was on it already? Brian Cashman. He comes to the Yankees, and when I say he's out of his mind, he goes up there and he's looking to hit home runs. Like, you can tell he's looking for the pitch that he can smack and hit a home run. You don't see him really ground out. You don't see him fly out. You see him swing and hit the ball all the way out, and he only got to play once last week. We kind of forgot about him, left him on the bench, and now, you know, Yankees fans, he just broke a record, like the first Yankee all-time to have 6 home runs in his first, like, 7 hits or something like that, and Yankee fans are like, hey, we want to see more of him. And Boone jokingly said, like, yeah, you know, I just took him out for a spin today. Like, a weapon he just had stashed away. Like, yeah, I'll use this weapon now. But we're looking at Matt Carpenter like, maybe he should get some more time over some of these other guys.
Yeah, 10 out of 20 times. No, not 10 out of 20. More, like, I would take him over Donaldson almost any day of the week.
All of us would. And when we're talking about what they are making, I mean, I don't know the numbers on Carpenter, but we signed him for the low because he wasn't with a team. Like, he wasn't with a team. And what Josh Donaldson is making at $25 million a year, it's just like, hey, if we're looking at DHs and third basemen, Carpenter's 36, Donaldson is 36. One guy is making $25 million. The other guy is making like $1 million on a low salary. I just looked it up. He's got a contract paying him $1 million in salary.
I'm sure Tex is all mad about it, except for their manager. He's probably just saying, well, it's a little league ballpark. Who cares?
Tex is not mad at it. They love the New York Rangers that came from the Texas Rangers. Trevino, IKF, Gallo, now Matt Carpenter. Something's in the water. It always seems to work out over here. Last year, Rougned Odor.
I think, do you think, like, coming closer to the trade deadline, maybe they'll trade Donaldson for something? Because I feel like Carpenter is doing a much better job, and whole thing with Tim Anderson and, I don't know, Josh Donaldson's, like, attitude, I guess you could call it. You think they would trade him coming close to the deadline?
I don't know who would take him. I don't know who's taking on that contract. anything can happen, though. And like you said, you've already listed what Josh Donaldson has brought to the Yankees so far in 60 games, right? He did have a couple walk-offs, but, like, the nonsense with Tim Anderson, which I didn't really mind, but, you know, it blew up into something. And he hasn't really been hitting the bringer of rain. Like, I expect him to have a couple more home runs by now. He missed some time with COVID, and he's about to miss another game from the suspension. And I think if he misses time and Carpenter steps into that DH spot / third base where it's Carpenter and DJ playing third base, you kind of forget about Donaldson. And then if there's no space for him on this team, then do away with him.
In this Tampa series, Kevin's going to hit his first home run. I can smell it. I'm telling you right now.
You're smelling something way different than me. I don't think he's even close to hitting home runs right now. I knew Higgy was going to hit his first. I bet on Higgy. I even was on Twitter that morning telling FanDuel, hey, the odds are too low. If Trevino is plus 100 to hit a homer, how is Higgy plus 500? Higgy should be 1,500. He's got no homers on the year.
Yeah, and they gave him the silent treatment, or at least they tried.
That was awesome. And the first one to jump on him was Matt Carpenter. Couldn't hold it anymore. That was great. I love this Yankees team. There's so many storylines, so much, like, good vibes and good energy in the clubhouse that you can see. These guys are chilling. They're wearing bucket hats, sunglasses. It seems like they like each other. Like, the chemistry is there. The chemistry is there.
Yeah, Nestor's always happy. He's always smiling, talking to players next to him.
If you were Nestor, you'd be happy every day, too. Think about Nestor's journey to here. He's on top of the world.
And Garrett Cole, I heard someone saying on the Fan over the weekend, it's all neck up. Do you think that's true that he, like, I don't know, maybe, like, motivation? But
how can it be all neck up when we all know what changed from last year and the years before to this year? It was a substance, a sticky substance. And, I don't know, man. I don't know about Cole. I think some of it is definitely in his head, but he lost his magic touch, and his magic touch was aided by a sticky substance, and I guess he hasn't quite found the right substance to replace that. He hasn't quite found his full, like, rhythm yet, but we have to take a break. But before we go to the break, you know, I was online, and I remember putting out there, and I said this. I don't know when I said this recently. I put out there, how do you guys know that Garrett Cole is 100% fixable? It's like a split thing, which obviously the greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankees fans versus other Yankees fans. It's like 50% of Yankees fans think he's cooked, think he'll never return to form. And then there's this other half of Yankees fans that defend him and they fight for him all day and all night. They use numbers from the past to defend him. I'm like, I'm going off start by start. I root for the Yankees and whoever's on the mound. And when Cole goes out there and blows that game against the Minnesota Twins, the rubber match, right, where the Yankees had to win that game to win the series, I'm like, yo, we're right back to where we were, where there were some Yankees fans that were taking a victory lap because of Cole's performance against the Tigers in Yankee Stadium, not this Friday, this past two Fridays ago. I was there. We thought he was going to throw a perfect game, but that was against the Detroit Tigers. It's good to see, but it's the Tigers lineup. So people are online taking a victory lap, like, see, Cole is back. He's just fine. I didn't even jump into it. Some people were replying to my tweet with some condescending things. I'm starting to learn to ignore more on Twitter. Like, I went from somebody that interacted with every single person because I just thought that's what you should do. So now I'm like, everybody doesn't deserve a response. But for you weirdos that were taking a victory lap because Gerrit Cole shut down the Tigers, what say you now? Tomorrow night, he's back on the mound against Corey Kluber, who they were in the same, you know, they were just around each other last year. They know each other pretty well, and it's going to be a little bit of a showdown. So hopefully, Gerrit Cole is ready to go in Yankee Stadium tomorrow night against the Rays or the best fans in the world and the greatest place to play. We don't want to see those fans turn on him. We need you, Cole. Stand up. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'm standing up. Stand up desk in here. I don't sit down when I host. Got to take a break. We'll get back to your calls and more sports talk right after this.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Google, play WFAN.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Talking about fruits. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have bananas, oranges, apples, peaches, pears, mangoes, pineapples, grapes, berry. I don't want any, ever. Get that away from me, please. For years I've had to pretend like, no, thanks. not hungry. I don't want that. Like, my Twitter's blowing up right now. Like, what do you eat? So do you do this? My boy Mario texts me. He's like, I can vouch for that. Like, people that have known me for years know that I do not. You've never seen me enjoying a fruit. You've never seen it. And so Mario's like, but I'm pretty sure you were a big sugar cereal guy growing up. Fruity Loops or Fruity Pebbles. And I'm like, never ate those. I would never do that. Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Captain Crunch, Reese's Puffs, that was it. Never even Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Would sure. Never do that. Like, I can't. Like, I don't think people are understanding. Lucky Charms, I can't stomach it.
Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Obviously, all the sugar stuff, obviously. Corn Pops?
Corn Pops are fine.
Corn Pops, good. Okay. Frosted Flakes?
But, like, Apple Jacks, that's even pushing it.
Apple Jacks.
I've had Apple Jacks.
Tremendous. But Honey that's Smacks, pushing it. Better,
but see, you're not listing the fruity cereals. Like, I can't apple do cinnamon Fruit Cheerios? Loops. I can't do Fruity Pebbles. Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles. No, thank you. We're not
apple cinnamon Cheerios. No,
no, no.
Apple cinnamon's the best.
No, can't even do it with Pop Tarts. I can't eat the strawberry Pop Tarts. I can't eat. I can't. I'm a s'mores Pop Tarts guy. Brown sugar cinnamon Pop Tarts. What other Pop Tarts did I like? Not too many of them, because then they start putting blueberries on them.
There's a lot of Pop-Tarts are fruity-based.
So they're not for me. My guy TJ is in Middletown. Let's see. TJ wants to talk about no fruits and the Yankees?
Yes, I do. What's up, Keith?
What's up, bro?
Nothing. I mean, the Yankees, as you know, have been making me a very happy man every day. And, you know, everything's good in that land, but... When you said you don't eat fruit, it blew me and my girlfriend away. We were listening in the car. Like, dude, so...
Do I strike you as a guy that looks like he eats fruit? You've known me now for a couple years. I think I ran into you the night of the Gerrit Cole perfect game.
Yeah, I'm just confused. So, like, how people need those simple, healthy sugars. Like, where do you obtain those from?
I just imagine them. And
you just imagine...
I think about them.
Like,
And I don't need them. I don't know. And I don't eat that much. I try not to eat that much. Like, right before the show, I had a turkey BLT. I had a salad. Like, I'll eat vegetables. And the salad had carrots in it, had onions in it, had obviously lettuce, tomatoes in it, no fruits in it. And
so you won't drink apple juice, no grape juice, nothing like
I'm
that?
I'm a grown man. I'm not drinking no apple juice. Like, there's no reason for me to do that.
Well, I don't think I'll ever get past that, but it is pretty funny. The Yankees, though, like, it seems like everyone is starting to step up. Like, this guy Carpenter with the mustache is just completely...
Anyone can do it. It's
revitalizing.
It's a great feeling, bro. And you and I know, obviously, you know, following this team, watching this team for years, it's a great feeling to feel like everyone can do it. Even Hicks and Gallo, right? Gallo came through a couple times in these last few games. It's a great feeling to know, like, you know, Matt Carpenter said it. He said it's 9-1 when they go out there. Like, anybody in the lineup can do damage. Anybody in the lineup can get it done. And as fans, we're just in there like, oh, now you got to face Stanton. Oh, go get another pitcher. Now you got to face Judge. Like, it's ridiculous. And when you have this much talent, it just makes you start thinking about, okay, how far can this team go if they have this many guys? We're forgetting out, like, Marwin Gonzalez, I forgot about him, and he sucked in the last game where he got to play. And I was telling people, we need to play Marwin Gonzalez. I can't even talk today. Marwin Gonzalez a little more.
I mean, there is no better story than a comeback story. So seeing guys like Hicks and Gallo contribute now, it's making me happy. And you know, I remember this time last year, you know, we could barely win a game or buy a game. And I was just thinking, like, man, I miss those days where every day I was looking forward to the Yankee game. And it was just, you know, making me happy every day. And it's so good to finally be back, man.
Yeah, those days are now. We got to enjoy it. Thanks for the call, TJ. We got to take another break. Maybe I'll get some fruit and it'll help my brain function so I can speak better. No, I don't know. Is there a fruit that helps you, like, think clearer and speak better? If there isn't, then I definitely
am
not.
You want
to know what it is? Paul might know.
Blueberries.
Is
it? Which is why Bryce did it, because it's an antioxidant. It has the most antioxidants out of any fruit. It's supposed to make you think clearer. Like, everything's supposed to be sharper, which is why.
I could never eat a blueberry.
By the way, some people do consider a tomato a fruit because it has seeds in it.
Boom, there it is. Tomato's my favorite fruit, then.
So if you get backed into a corner and say, hey, I eat a fruit, say tomato, they got seeds in it.
Like, hey, fruit fans out there, don't look at me funny.
Now, people
I eat
will
tomatoes.
Call and say tomato is a vegetable, but when I have tomatoes, those little things in it, those are
those
seeds.
Seeds make it a fruit. We're getting the whole spectrum of diets.
And this is only hour one, by the way. This will be a 5-hour discussion tonight on why you don't eat fruits.
Well, kids listening, make sure you get your fruits into your diet. You know, I used to have that whole, like, triangle. I don't remember what that was called.
The food pyramid, right?
Food pyramid, yeah.
Food pyramid.
I wasn't paying any attention to that.
Clearly not.
Let's take this break. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.